Hey guys, I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Ethan, and welcome to the Segway Mini Podcast. Have you ever been too tired or too sore to get up and go do a simple task around the house or outside, like cooking an egg or taking out the trash? Well, if you have, I have a perfect solution for you. This is the Segway Mini. There are four different types of Segway Minis. The first type is the Segway Mini Lite, the second type is the Xiaomi 9Bot Mini, the third type is the Segway Mini Pro, and the fourth type is the Segway Mini Plus. If you don't know what a Segway Mini is, it's basically like a hoverboard, but it's a little bit bigger, and in the center it has this little hump, and out of the hump it has this little rod that comes up to your knees. You stick this little rod right between your two knees, left and right, and when you move it left to right, it'll turn left to right, whereas a hoverboard, you just go left to right if you lean left to right. But then, just like the hoverboard, if you lean forward or backwards, the hoverboard or Mini Pro, you lean forward or backwards. One of the features that I think makes the Segway Mini Pro so much better than the hoverboard is its self-balancing feature. This feature gives you the ability to do remote control, which I will get into later, and it also gives you so much more stability than the hoverboard does, along with the little knee rod in the center of the Mini Pro that goes up to your knees. An example of having so much more stability on the Mini Pro is if you were to take off your foot, your left foot, on the Mini Pro, it would just stay totally balanced and it wouldn't go crazy and make you fly off like you would on the hoverboard, like juggle a soccer ball. I have tried to do this, I've gotten like 5 juggles, but it's really hard because the knee rod is kind of in the way, and then you have the side tires that are kind of in the way. But you wouldn't even have a chance to do that on a hoverboard. And if you do get good at that on a Mini Pro, it would be so cool. Okay, now to get into the basics of the Segway Mini. They all have 10.5 pneumatic air-filled tires, which is also really nice because it gives you a smoother ride. They all have an app that comes along with it that has many cool features. They all have a hump in the center, except for the Mini Lite, which is the cheapest. And then they all have a rod coming up from the hump, or just the base of the Segway Mini, in the case of the Segway Mini Lite, which doesn't have the hump. And they can all go up to 10 to 15 miles per hour, depending on which version you get. And then once you reach the max speed, it will beep a little bit and then push you back a little to slow you down. For the first type of Segway Mini, we will be talking about the Segway Mini Lite. The Segway Mini Lite is about $300 on average. I have also seen it range anywhere from $300 to $400. The Segway Mini Lite only comes in one color, and that's white with a few spots that have some black dashes and lines. The Segway Mini Lite's knee rod does not extend, and the tire caps on the side are black. This version has the smallest battery, and it takes about 4 hours to fully charge from 0 to 100%, and it allows the Mini Pro to go up to 10 miles per hour. This version of the Segway Minis is the least expensive, and I would say the least nice of all of the other versions of the Segway Minis, especially because the most expensive and nice version can go anywhere up from $1,000 to like $1,300, which is the Segway Mini Plus. The The second type of the Segway Minis is the Xiaomi Ninebot Mini. This, I think, if you're going to buy one of these, is the best one to buy because you can save like $100 to $150 on this one over buying the Mini Pro, when the only difference between this one and the Mini Pro is that the knee rod doesn't extend and that the rims on the outside, the little caps over the tires, look a little bit different. That's literally the only difference between this version and the Mini Pro that you can notice. But the reason it's probably a lot less is the fact that it is not from an American manufacturer, whereas the Mini Pro is an American manufacturer. I actually ended up buying this Xiaomi Ninebot Mini a few months ago, and I love it so much. It is the coolest thing. I think it's way better than a hoverboard, and I paid $350 for it, whereas if you were to buy it brand new just on Amazon, it'd be like $400, and the Mini Pro would be like $500 to $600, maybe even $700, depending on if you get any additions onto it. And I got mine for $350 off of eBay, and it was brand new when I got it, but it was less because someone had had it for a few months before me, but didn't actually end up using it. So if you are going to get one, and you don't want to spend a ton of money, I would go on getting that one if you want to spend as little money as you can, but still get the best product for your money. I would say the Xiaomi Ninebot Mini, and either buy it brand new or an Amazon brand new. I wouldn't suggest buying it not brand new, because there's so many things that could go wrong with buying it already used a little bit. Anyway, this type of Segway Mini can go up to 14 miles in one battery charge and up to 10, maybe 11 miles per hour on a full battery charge. It's about 3 feet in length, 1 foot tall, and 1 foot wide, and all of these Segway Minis weigh around 25 to like 35 pounds, so they are pretty heavy. This version comes in two colors. There's the black version and the white version. The one I got is the black version, and then for the tires, it has shiny purple hubcaps, and the white version has black, kind of dull, a more dull looking color hubcaps. For the last thing about this version, it does have the app that comes along with it, and it can do maybe a few more things than the Mini Lite, and the same as the Mini Pro and the Segway Mini Plus. The third type of the Segway Minis is the Segway Mini Pro. There are actually two types of the Segway Mini Pros. There's one version that came out in 2016 and one version that came out in 2018. The version that came out in 2016 is actually a nicer version, or at least it has a better battery than the 2018 version, and it can go up to 14 miles in one battery charge and up to 11 miles per hour in one battery charge. Whereas the 2018 version can go up to 10 miles per hour and only 12.5 miles in one battery charge. To buy the 2018 version would cost around $500, and to buy the 2016 version would cost around $600 to $700. And the nice thing about the Xiaomi Ninebot Mini is it's just like the older 2016 version, which is better. So the Xiaomi Ninebot Mini costs like $100-$150 less than the not as good Segway Mini Pro version. And then if you're going to get the same quality of Mini Pro to Xiaomi Ninebot Mini, you'd be paying like another $200 to $250 more. This version has the app features. But one thing that I do like about it is that I do think it looks cooler. It has two versions, a red and black version, and then the version I really like is the black version with some red streaks and spots all over it that has red, and the handlebar, a lot of that part is red and also has some white, and it looks really cool. And both versions of the Mini Pro also have the adjusting knee rod, which is also kind of handy. and the entire hubcaps come in red and black for the red and black Segway Mini Pro, and white and black for the white and black version. For the last version of the Segway Minis is the Segway Mini Plus. The Segway Mini Plus is definitely the nicest version, although it is like twice as much as all the other versions. On Amazon or anywhere you just buy brand new, it's around $900 to $1,200, maybe even $300, depending on if you get any added on features with it. But if you have a bunch of spare cash or are really wanting to spend a bunch of money on this, this one would definitely be a good choice, because this one is definitely a whole lot better. Because in mine, when I go 10 miles an hour, it's a pretty decent speed, but if it went faster, that would be a lot more enjoyable. And the Segway Mini Plus goes up to 15 miles per hour when it's fully charged, and up to 22 miles in one battery charge. This one does have an adjustable knee rod, and it has the same dimensions or close to the other ones, although it is definitely a lot thicker, and you can tell that it was built a lot better because of the thickness of it and the look of it. It is definitely a much higher quality machine just by the look. And then it of course is a much better machine because it can do so much more. And the extra 5 miles per hour on your ride would definitely make your ride a lot more enjoyable, as long as you are on a pretty smooth surface. And now I will get into the really cool part about the Segway Minis, and that is the app features and a few other small things. The Segway Minis have so many cool features, and that is what I really like about them over the hoverboards. And what I'm going to talk about mostly is the app. The app is called the Segway Ninebot app, and you can get it on the Play Store, and it comes on both Apple and Android. And once you're in the app and you've connected it to your Segway Mini through Bluetooth, you can do so many cool features like the lock mode, speed control, speed modes, light modes, light control. I mean, there seems to be an endless amount of features. It is really cool. The first feature inside the app that I'm going to talk about is the light feature. There are 16 million different choices of colors you can choose inside the feature, because it has just a color wheel, so you can get basically anything. And then after the feature, there's different modes. You can have your backlights either blink or do like a police looking thing, or rotate between each other, or rotate between all of the colors, or flash one then the other, or stay solid, or really do whatever you want. And on the Segway Minis, there are your headlights, which are super bright, and they show like 9 feet in front of you, or like 3 meters in front of you, and they automatically turn on when it senses the dark. And then there's backlights, which are the ones that you can customize with the color wheel and all the different modes. And then there is the red lights and the green and the yellow lights. And the yellow lights are like blinkers, so when you hit the knee rod left to right, the lights in the back of the Mini Pro will blink yellow, depending on which way you're turning. And then the red lights, once you go backwards, it'll just stay red. So if you're in the dark, it could totally look like you're a car, which is super fun. The next feature in the app is the lock mode, which is my absolute favorite. I use this mode every time I go to a store like Walmart on my Mini Pro. I'll just drive up and then leave it outside, and I'll lock it up with my bike lock to be extra safe. But then for fun, I also do the lock mode. And the lock mode, the Mini Pro has to be on, and then you connect it with your phone through Bluetooth, and then you can leave the Mini Pro where it is and go inside. and then when you go inside and if someone tries to take it or steal it or if they even touch it, it'll like shake like crazy, and then it'll send an alert to your phone so you can go run after the stealer and go chase them down if they do take it, which is really cool. And even if someone were to take it, they wouldn't even be able to ride it because in lock mode it doesn't even let you ride it. The next feature is the speed control. In the app, there's this little bar with a little circle. You can move all the way from like 4 miles per hour to 11 miles per hour. And so you can control how fast someone can go on the Mini Pro if they get on. So if they're like a beginner, they could get on and you could put it to 4 miles an hour so they won't be able to go very fast. Or if it's for yourself, you go all the way to 11 miles per hour and then be able to go max speed, which is a lot more fun once you get good at it. And then the last feature, which is also super cool, and the hoverboard is not at all able to do this, is the remote control. The remote control works because of the self-balancing feature, where if you just turn on the Mini Pro, it'll just sit there and stand up by itself, which the hoverboard cannot do, so it can't do remote control, and the hoverboards also don't have an app with it. But in the app, you go in and you click on remote control, and then there's this little circle with a little circle inside of it that you touch and you move around, and the Mini Pro just goes wherever you move the little circle on the circle and actually moves around the Mini Pro. And for the last feature, which is just super fun or you can make someone giggle because of, is the shopping cart Segway Mini. You can just buy this little bag on Amazon for like $10-$20 and then attach it over the knee rod onto the Segway Mini. But this one only works with the Segway Mini Plus. There's only a bag that fits the Segway Mini Plus. And then you stick it over the rod and then you remote control around the Segway Mini with you, and you can just fill up your Segway Mini inside the bag that's on the Segway Mini with all your groceries and just walk around Walmart with your shopping cart that is actually your toy that you're gonna end up riding home on. So I haven't actually done that feature, but that'd be really cool. The same thing that you come in with and leave with is also the thing that you're shopping with. That concludes my Segway Mini podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Ethan, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.